55. Leonardo da Vinci. I've just finished reading a great book, The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown.
I've read it too. It got me really interested in Leonardo da Vinci, so I started doing some research.
Me too. What did you discover?
Well, it sounds like he was a strange but very gifted man. He was a painter, inventor, architect, engineer, mathematician, and philosopher.
Yes, a genius the world has never seen the like of again so far. He was born in 1452 in Anchiaro, probably in a farmhouse.
But his father didn't marry his mother because she was the daughter of a farmer and not from a wealthy family.
Today, all we know about her is her name, Caterina. When he was 5 years old, he moved to a nearby town called Vinci.
It sounds like he was a precocious child. His teachers despaired about all the questions he asked and doubts about the world.
It seems that many geniuses asked too many questions during childhood. When he was 14, he moved to Florence, where he began an apprenticeship in the workshop of Verrocchio.
At that time, Verrocchio was the most gifted artist in Florence. There's no doubt that Verrocchio had a great influence on Leonardo.
He worked with lots of other famous artists too, such as Botticelli, Perugino, and Lorenzo di Credi.
Really? So he was definitely in the company of some great people. Their talents must have rubbed off on him.
In 1472, Leonardo became a member of the Painters Guild of Florence, so he ended his apprenticeship. But he continued to work in Verrocchio's workshop.
I read that his first known work was a pen and ink drawing of a valley next to the River Arno. It's drawn from an aerial perspective. This style would later become known as the perspective of disappearance.
After that, he created many famous works: the Baptism of Christ, the Annunciation, and of course, the Mona Lisa.
With all of his paintings and inventions, like the first flying machine, it will take us a long time to research everything.